بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, all the community members, the first thing I want everyone to pay attention to is there is a being called Allah that we have forgotten totally. That is not in the picture, not in the minds, not in the hearts. And this is a great disaster for a mu'min, that he forgets Allah. That Allah disappears from his life. Allah disappears from his mind, from his thoughts. This is where disaster begins. This is where problems begins. This is where a person starts feeling bored. This is where a person starts to indulge in sins, in destructive acts, which will destroy him in this life also and in the hereafter also. That is why ulama has written, the cure for all diseases is to remember Allah. And the greatest source of all diseases, all problems, all illnesses, all sicknesses is forgetting Allah. Forgetfulness of Allah. That a person forgot Allah. So that's why when you open Quran reminds you of Allah again and again and again and again in various ways. In various ways. If you read the Quran, if you recite the Quran, if you understand the Quran, Quran is reminding you of Allah by every single thing around you, including you. Every single thing around you, including you, inside you, outside you, is reminding you of Allah. Yet we forgot Allah. This big heaven, huge heaven, reminding us of Allah. Rafa'a samkaha fasawwaha. I am the one who have created it. Wal arda ba'da dhalika dahaha. This earth, this ground on which we walk on day and night, this earth is reminding us of Allah. These breaths that we are taking, this food that we are in eating, this drink, this water that we are drinking, every single thing is reminding us of Allah. And we forgot Allah. My dear brothers and sisters and community members, this life will become a burden upon a person when one doesn't recognize Allah. If you will not recognize Allah, every single thing will become a burden upon you. This whole life will become a burden upon you. Deen will become a burden upon you. You know, Allah, the job, the work you do, that work will become, that business will become, the circumstances you are in, every single thing will become a burden upon you. Your family will become a burden upon you. Your life itself will become a burden upon you if you will not recognize Allah. That's the first requirement from human being by Allah. Allah requires us to recognize Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created you for only this reason, that through yourself and through the entire heaven and earth and whatever it contains, you get to me. You recognize me. So our greatest problem is not that we are sick or we are poor, or we are in a bad circumstance, or we are in a falling economy. No, none of these are big problems. The biggest problem is that we don't know who Allah is. We don't know, our heart is not connected with Allah. Our prayers, our salah are shallow. They're empty salah without the recognition of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, please don't mind me saying this, but this is reality. For some, those who know Allah, Ramadan is a big event, is a month of celebration, is a month of happiness. And there are those who have no idea who Allah is, what Akhirat is. They are waiting for Ramadan as a burden. Oh, I have to fast this long. Now I have to quit. I cannot watch. I cannot listen. When you have no recognition of Allah, you fall into this hole. You fall into this trap of shaitan, that it makes deen burden upon you. My dear brothers and sisters, there are so many good effects of deen. There are so many promises of Allah if we recognize Allah and if we start obeying Allah. There are so many promises. But I want to just discuss one of them, which is mentioned in this ayah. See, all of our lives, this is something very critical. It's something very important. It's something we all are connected with. We all have this. Every human being, this is the most basic feature of every human being. That this heart that we have, it always have two things. One, it has grief of whatever we have lost in the past. And one, it has fear of what is upcoming next. Grief and fear. Grief and fear. This is what two feelings we always have in our hearts. And we are going to have it until we die. Not until we die, but at the time of death. Not only at the time of death, but inside the grave also. Until a person gets into his destination, he will always have these two. Grief and fear. Now I look at my heart. How many griefs do I have? I have lost this. I have lost this friend of mine. I couldn't earn this. I couldn't succeed in this. I couldn't get this plan of mine. And how many fears this heart is filled with? How many fears I will lose my job. Oh, what if I have no money to pay rent next month? What if my boss gets angry? What if my company goes out of business? How many fears do we have? What if I get the virus? What if I get infected? Subhanallah. Now, when one recognizes Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, when one recognizes the power of Allah, the love of Allah, the treasures of Allah, the closeness of Allah, the friendship of Allah, this is the first gift Allah gives him. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Please listen to this. Allah is making an announcement. Allah is making an announcement. Please listen to this, O entire mankind. O human, please listen to this. The friends of Allah, those who recognize Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Now there are two words, khawf and huzn. Huzn is the griefs that we have of the past. And khawf is what is upcoming next. Fear. So Allah is saying, my friends, those who will recognize me, those who will start obeying me, those who will become obedient to me, those who will tie their knots with me, they will never have any grief. They will never have any fear. Not in this world. Not until death, not at the time of death. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhim almalaika alla takhafu wa la tahzanu. The angels will come at the time of death and they will say, no grief, no fear. Subhanallah. This is life. This is success. This is happiness. You know, sometimes Allahu Akbar, a person is in distress and you ask him, why, what's wrong? Brother, what is wrong? Why are you in distress? Why are you feeling depressed? No idea. Unknown grieves. Unknown fear. I have fear. I have fear. Unknown fear. Because this protection from grief and protection from fear only comes with the friendship of Allah. No amount of money, no big of a house, no great of a car, no branded clothes, nothing can give you this feature. You will be in the best of the houses. You will have all the money in your account. You will still have grief. You will still have fear. What if I lose all my money? What if I lose my health? So my dear brothers and sisters, this is something needs to be learned properly. Something needs to be understood properly. You know what ulama says? Very good example ulama give. That there is a person who drops his watch into the water. He drops his watch into the water. Now, outwardly, the watch is inside the water. But this owner of the watch, he is totally fine. He has no problem. He has no fear. He has no grief. Because he knows that my watch is waterproof. Although it's totally covered with the water, it's totally inside the water, but it will not harm my watch. Because my watch is waterproof. This is what Allah gives you. When you connect yourself with Allah, when you obey Allah, when you disconnect yourself from everyone other than Allah, Allah gives you a heart which is grief-proof, which is fear-proof. When you start earning akhirat, when you start earning good deeds, when you start finding your heart in good deeds, this is the gift Allah gives you. Fear-proof heart, grief-proof heart. Now, Allah has told us two elements to achieve this. How can I, now the question comes, a person should ask this, how can I become a friend of Allah? How can I earn this heart? How can I do this? The answer comes, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. You need two elements. You need two things. One is Iman. You have to correct your ta'alluq, your connection with Allah, your belief with Allah. You have to start believing in Allah. Connecting yourself to Allah, repenting from Allah, crying all over on whatever wrong you have done. Correct everything, correct the relationship you have with Allah. This is the first element. Second is taqwa. Then start cleaning your life from all the sins you know. Start abandoning all the sins. Turn off this TV. Turn off this phone. Turn off whatever holes you know from which this filth of disobedience of Allah is coming into your life. Block it off. Block it off. This is what taqwa is. And this taqwa, my dear brothers and sisters, if you abandon all the sins from your life, you have no idea how easy you will feel, how good you will feel, you know. Like the person, you know, this is the last example I'll give. That person who have stole something from a shop, who has lost trust in someone, who is not trustworthy. He will always have this fear in his heart. I don't know when I'm gonna get arrested. He will always be fearful when the cop is gonna come to my house, he's gonna arrest me. So this person who is disobeying Allah day and night, he is falling in the trust of Allah. He is losing the trust of Allah. He is stealing from Allah. When you have committed theft, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you feel free? How can you feel okay? How can you feel contentment of heart? How can you feel comfort when you're stealing day and night from Allah? How can this happen? So my dear brothers and sisters, this brings me to the major part of my talk, that the easiest way to earn these two elements, Iman and Taqwa, the season is coming up. The season in which it will be really easy to earn Iman, earn Taqwa, is coming up. Allah has given us the month of Ramadan only for this sole reason. You know, the one who has unlimited treasures, unlimited power, unlimited honor, he needs me to stay hungry. He needs me to stay thirsty. Do my hunger and thirst will increase his treasures? Or it will increase his kingdom? No, it will not benefit Allah in any way. Allah has given us this fasting in the month of Ramadan so we can learn Iman. We can earn this taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ 30 days of practice, 30 days of exercise. Shaitan is locked. Nafs is going to be weakened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lock all the shayateen. مَرَدَتُ الشَّيَاطِينَ All the big, great shayateen, they are locked in. They cannot guide you towards good, bad deeds. They cannot take you towards bad deeds. It's going to be really easy to earn this Iman and Taqwa in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, in upcoming talks, I will discuss that what to do, how to spend the month of Ramadan, what to do in the month of Ramadan. Until inshallah, the only request I have from everyone is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us some du'as before the month of Ramadan comes. One is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this du'a, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, put barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach the month of Ramadan. And the second du'a, which is extremely, extremely, extremely important. See, my dear brothers and sisters, dunya Allah gives you without you asking. Right? Even though you don't ask from Allah, Allah will still give you. But deen and the treasure of deen and the ability to do good and earn akhirat, Allah gives you when you ask Him to. You need to ask Allah this. Allah will not grant you for free. So for Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadana lana. وَتَسَلَّمْهُ مِنَّا مُتَقَبَّلًا O Allah, You protect Ramadan for us. And You protect us for Ramadan. And accept a peaceful Ramadan from us. A peaceful Ramadan from us. You know, a lot of people who were with us in the last Ramadan, but they are not with us in this Ramadan. How many people do we know? There are a lot of people who were all okay, all healthy in the last Ramadan, but they are not healthy in this Ramadan. They're not okay in this Ramadan. A lot of people who have a lot of time in the last Ramadan, but this time they are so busy. Something comes up. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed and asked dua from Allah. O Allah, protect Ramadan for me. I don't get sick. Or Ramadan don't get harmed. Nothing should happen which prevents me from good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Sometimes a person is disobeying Allah and sinning throughout the year. And he is thinking, as soon the month of Ramadan will come, I will change. I will quit everything. But my dear brothers, the idea is that you don't quit yourself. Allah lets you quit the disobedience. You don't obey Allah yourself. Allah lets you obey Him. All of the sins of the year, if we don't repent from them, and if we don't ask that, O Allah, grant us the month of Ramadan peacefully, you know, something may happen and we could not get benefit of the month of Ramadan. So that's why I humbly request from all the brothers and sisters in the community that these 6-7 days which we have left, we start to live in these 6-7 days as if the month of Ramadan has started. As if the month of Ramadan has started. You know, the shopkeepers, when the season comes, normally they open their shops for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. But when they know this is the season, Christmas season, people will come, this is a sale season. Thanksgiving season, huh? And they know they are making so much profit. Sometimes you will see such shopkeepers, they will work in their shop for 16 hours without even eating anything. Without even drinking anything. Oh, bhai, do you go and ask him, why are you not eating? They're so busy in earning money. They're so busy looking at, they're so enjoying the profit that they forgot the hunger. They forgot the thirst. They're enjoying making money. May Allah make us like that in the month of Ramadan, that we get busy and we enjoy so much earning akhirat that we forget our hunger. We forget what is going around in the world. We forget our thirst. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين